strong toxic brother looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
It's Bobby. How you doing, Bobby?
Hey, Taryn, I'm doing good. First off, I just want to say I hope everyone is healthy out there, doing well in this global environment right now with everything going on inside and outside the house, especially outside the house. You know, we see what's happening inside the house, and that's a lot. But really, outside the house, there's something bigger than all of us right now. I hope everyone's healthy and doing okay out there.
Yes. Yes. And hopefully things are working here on YouTube. It might be a situation where the link might be a little bit different. We're going to have to help people out maybe in the chat. See what we do about that.
Yeah,
there's a new link. Lovely, lovely stuff. We're gonna try and work on this, guys. But if you're listening after the fact, I don't want to bore you too much with all the technical problems. So thank you in the chat for helping us out with the new links. But we are here to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother Canada 8 live feeds. I can tell you, I know I said yesterday when I did yesterday's update, I was like, hey, this is going to be a short one, because the feeds were down for most of the day. And then it turned out to be not a super short one. This is definitely more of a short one. It's really not a lot. I promise you, there's really not a lot from yesterday.
There's not much at all. Like, it's just a lot of, you know, really nothing, just a few, you know, pranks and stuff, but nothing big going on. But I do want to say this, Taryn. Your guys' show last night was very well done, and I know the whole community, everything I've seen online has been nothing but appreciative of what you were able to do and how you supported Jamar and how you really broke down and explained this whole situation. So I know I'm just a small part of this community, but I really do want to appreciate you and the rest of the LFC for what you guys did last night. That was a great show.
Thank you. I appreciate that. It was a long podcast last night, 3 hours long. So I recommend checking it out if you want more detail on all the situation-y stuff that was happening. I don't know if you can tell, but I'm quite tired today.
I got 3 hours of sleep last night, so I'm right there with you. I'm actually still at work right now. They still are having us come in, and I work at a casino, so ooh. God knows only how long till I get this dang virus. But it's been crazy, double shift, so I'm right there with you. I'm exhausted.
There you go. Please stay safe for us, Bobby.
Just shut down all the other casinos.
All right, well, it was day 18 in the house yesterday, and the feeds were down for a good portion of the day. They were still down from the day before. If you did not listen to the roundtable last night, and this is your first update since you listened yesterday, I know I said yesterday, I said, guys, the feeds are gonna come back. It's gonna be fine. Jamar's gonna be there. They're all gonna be happy and chilling. I was wrong. They have made the decision to remove Jamar from the game. We talked about this extensively last night. Again, I recommend you check out that roundtable for more information about how we feel about all of this. But the feeds came back and Jamar is no longer there. Anytime they talk about Jamar, pretty much the feeds cut. Mostly though, because like most of the time people talk about Jamar, it's Min talking about Jamar, and it's Min talking about wanting to have sex with Jamar. And they really just love cutting feeds when people talk about sex. I don't know why.
They really do. They really do. It's something that they try to steer clear of.
Yeah. So, feeds come back. Jamar is not there anymore. And it's a very slow day, very chill day in the house. With Jamar gone, it really does change the entire structure of the house and of where people are lying in the structure of the house and who they're targeting. Because Jamar was a lot of people's target moving forward into next week. And with Jamar gone, it really does shake things up. So what I was trying to do yesterday was figure out who's targeting who now. And we didn't get a lot of concrete answers. The house is really in flux right now. I don't know if they've figured it out yet because, you know, Jamar was a target that very naturally sort of like developed over the course of a week. And now that he's gone just like that, I don't even know if they know who they want to target quite yet. They're still figuring it out.
Yeah, and I feel like if this week is canceled, then it might just be a rotating, you know, revolving door where Min is the next one on the block again. We might just see a repeat of last week unless someone else gets into power. But even then, unless she's able to work her way, I don't know. But yeah, really, there's no one coming to a conclusive answer on who the next target is. And that's what's interesting about this house. And I actually think that's what's making this week a little bit more, you know, palatable, is being able to see the non-knowing of who's going to go next.
Yes, and that is an important thing to note as well. Now that Jamar has left, the house guests have not been told whether or not there is going to be an eviction this week. They do not know, so they're just kind of in limbo. Min is just kind of like, I'm praying there's no eviction. I really hope it's not going to happen. And Angie is like, I really hope it's going to happen. I really hope it's going to happen.
Yeah, I feel like there's just no way they're able to do an eviction this week. I think time-wise, unless they're able to prevent something later on down the road, I just think that it doesn't make sense for them to actually have the eviction this week. And that being said, I would also just hate to see them lose such a great character in Min. And I, you know, we lost Jamar. To lose Min, I know Brent was talking about this last night, it'd be a travesty to lose both of those two in 1 week. So I completely agree with that, because these are your two most exciting characters. And I feel like for this to not be a total wasted week and lose both of your most entertaining characters and also set you back for the show in weeks future, I think that they have to cancel this week.
It'll be interesting to see. There's precedent set sort of in either direction. It's really been the sort of thing where it's usually left up to the discretion of the producers, just like schedule or whatever. I kind of am getting the sense that the week might be canceled, because they, like, if the week wasn't canceled, I feel like they really should tell them, you know, like Min needs to know that she needs to like light a fire under herself. If the eviction is definitely happening, and you want that TV, right? So the episode where Jamar is going to be removed is going to be Thursday. We talked about that last night on the roundtable. So there will be somebody leaving on Thursday night, which might imply that there's no eviction. But again, this is the same show that didn't tell, was it Marin and Veronica? They don't like to tell people that they even have a vote in the eviction until like right before the eviction. So who knows? But that's where we're at with that. So throughout the day, we had Maddie and Ree talking a little bit about, you know, what they want to do. They're still pretty anti Kyle. They had previously been like, other people are talking about Kyle. Now they're maybe a little bit more on Kyle with Jamar gone. They talk about like who they have. They feel like they've got Carol. They feel like Carol is an ally for them. Carol has been trying to work on Maddie and Ree. And so Carol seems to be in with them for now. We didn't get a ton from them, but they seem kind of in a similar spot than they were before.
Yeah, and I think they're stuck in this situation right now where they're kind of in limbo right now, and I feel like they're not really going to move too much in their beliefs, and I think that they're just stuck where they're at right now. I don't think anything's going to be changing anytime soon.
Mm-hmm. Chris and Sue talk a little bit. Sue would like to go after JL now, with Jamar out of the house, that JL is threatening. She just is not as threatened by Maddie and Ree as she is by JL. I'm sure she notices how close JL is getting with Sheldon and Brooke, who are her allies, and JL is not particularly close to her. So she's talking about that. Chris mentions Hira. He's worried about Hira. He feels like Hira might come after him and Kyle. They both think that Kyle taking all the heat is great, and that if people want to go after Kyle, okay, but they would like to keep him around a bit if they can. Chris feels like he's learning Kyle's tells, so he knows when he's lying now. He can keep tabs on Kyle.
Yeah, I feel like Chris has really come off really well this week with everything else that's been going on. I personally feel like a little bit of the heat has come off his back from everything from last week. And with Kyle, Kyle's just this beaming light of, you know, this big target right in front of everyone. And I feel like he's going to stay around a little bit longer because I feel like people don't want to get rid of that target. I feel like they see him as a bodyguard in front of them, not budging and stuck in his ways, and is never going to be anyone else other than what he authentically is. And I think they love that for their games to be able to use as a shield in front of them.
Mm. Yes. Speaking of JL, he did, he's JL full of pranks. This guy, putting things in jello. Now he is creating fake veto symbols in the sand in the, what do we call it? Maui room, the Maui extension on the Expedia room.
Yeah. The Expedia plus
the sand room,
the sand room. Exactly. Yeah. He's a real James Hewling, isn't he?
Truly.
He's Canada's James Hewling.
Next thing you know, he's going to be jumping out of closets, scaring people.
I mean, you got to do something to keep yourself entertained. And I actually thought the thing with the sand and the veto, that was, I thought that was pretty funny. It was a, you know, nice, safe, easy joke. But yeah, I mean, besides that, what else happened today? So I mean, I guess we got to talk about it.
Nobody bought it, though.
No, but it was funny. I thought it was a good idea. You know, whatever. They're just having a little fun in there. But I just love how I saw Chris, you know, digging in the sand, thinking, you know, okay, well, maybe there's something. But yeah, you know, you knew everyone in the back of their mind, like, this was stupid. That doesn't even look like the veto symbol.
He needed some more artistic ability. JL is the guy on Survivor who would draw a face on a stick and be like, hey, it's a fake idol.
Right, exactly. No, it's just this effing stick.
Hira and Angie have a conversation about working together. Hira would love for Angie to be his number one in the game. And so they talk about working closely together. Talk about how she wants Min to go home. Here is all at this point, like, I almost wish she would stay now, because I would love for her to be taking some shots at the other side. And so they talk for a while. Afterward, Angie talks to the cameras. I mentioned this last night. She says that, you know, she's got this thing with here. She refers to this. She says, like, whatever that thing is with Vanessa, Carol and Chris, got that. So I tried to listen to this. I cannot tell which name she's saying, whether she's saying John Luke or Sheldon, but she says that the people she doesn't have are either John Luke and Kyle or Sheldon and Kyle. Let's be real. It doesn't really matter ultimately. But basically Kyle, I think, will be at the top of her hit list, after Min goes home, for Angie. But she talks to the, like, Angie is like we normally have somebody like Angie. Nobody respects her in the house, really. She doesn't really do much, but Angie is a big fan of the game, where normally those players are like recruits, right? And so, she's like this character, this like regular sort of dragged to the end kind of character, but her knowledge of the game has her like actually doing things and like talking to the cameras and like trying to play the game. It's kind of interesting to watch.
Yeah, it is actually pretty interesting to watch. But yeah, nothing's really shaking up in this game. Yeah, I don't know. I'm just at a loss for words with everything else that has been going on this week. It's just kind of one of those things where I don't really know how to really understand everything that's going on right now in the house because I'm still locked into everything with Jamar.
Yeah. So we have Kyle, Vanessa, and Carol talking. This was just a Vanessa and Carol just complaining about Brooke. This is like, why does she annoy me so much? She's just so annoying. They just hate her. They really hate her. And I still don't really understand why. They're like, I liked her at first. Now I hate her. She's always hanging off all the guys. She's always hanging out with Sheldon. It's super annoying. I hate her.
Yeah, the hate for her is just kind of unreasonable, I feel like. I feel like they can't understand why they're doing it and why they feel so poorly for her, but they just don't understand her. And even Carol said, you know, that she comes from, you know, a certain demographic that she still doesn't understand why she can't understand where she's coming from or how she is why she is. And I feel bad for her. I really do.
Yeah, and I'm not super comfortable with the idea that that like everybody blames Brooke for hanging on Sheldon. Like, yes, Brooke has a crush on Sheldon. No, I don't think Sheldon reciprocates that crush, but Sheldon hangs on Brooke just as much as she hangs on him in terms of like hanging out with each other. Like, this is a mutual thing. This is not Brooke. This is not like like Kira and Chelsea, where Chelsea was like, get away from me. This is a mutual sort of, they really enjoy hanging out with each other. But in the house, Brooke is the one that takes all the heat for it.
Yeah, it makes no sense, honestly. And I feel bad for her because this is nothing of her own doing. It's just the way people's perceptions are. And I feel like their perceptions are off. I feel like a lot of their perceptions in this house are off. And it really is unfortunate. And it's especially when it's a woman in this situation, I feel like it's unfortunate that Sheldon's not held to the same regard.
Mm. So Min is going to hang out with Sheldon a bit throughout the night. Before that, though, Sheldon did talk with Brooke and they talked about Carol. Brooke is a little bit more suspicious about Carol than in the past. But Sheldon says, no, don't worry about Carol. She respects me a lot. We don't need to worry about Carol. I think we've got her. He feels like Carol is not a threat to them. I really feel like, you know, Vanessa is one thing because Vanessa is such a wild card, but mm-hmm. I really actually feel like Carol is one of the bigger threats to Sheldon's game in the long run, and he currently is not seeing it.
Yeah, I think Sheldon is really overlooking this this whole situation with Carol, because I think Carol, in a moment's notice, is willing to let him go at any point in this game. I think Sheldon has a lot to worry about going forward, especially with the way that Carol, you know, has her hands in different pots throughout the house. I think that this could be one of the things that ends up tanking his game. Now, it's still a long season to go. We still have no idea what's going to happen. But the fact that he is so on board, believing that Carol is in his corner, it's really, I think, a burden on his game going forward, that if he can't see past that or see maybe what is actually going on in this house, then I think he's going to be in some real trouble.
Yeah. So, like I said, Min spends some time with Sheldon. She's going to end up, she wants to sleep in the HOH bed, and he allows this to happen. They're going to sleep in the HOH bed together. They have like a bit of a heart to heart. She cries to him about Kyle, and amongst other things, but Kyle was the most entertaining part to me. She calls Kyle a sociopath, which I thought was really interesting because she was talking to Sheldon about it. And Sheldon was actually like comforting her, doing much better than he normally does when people are crying to him. Normally he's just like, oh, hug. But he was actually saying nice things and doing a good job here. Notably, I've been criticizing Sheldon a lot this week for a lot of the different moves that he's made, because I think that there are a lot of criticisms to be made. However, I think that I also need to make sure that I say that he has done a pretty good job, a really good job, actually, maintaining his relationships. He's put three people on the block. Maddie, Rhee, and Min. He was targeting Rhee, then he was targeting Min. Min might not go home. All three of those people might not go home. And I'm reasonably certain that all three of those people, if they won HOH next week, would not target or even put Sheldon up on the block. And it's not an easy feat.
I see where you're coming from. I feel like it's more a process of other people announcing themselves and becoming bigger targets than him. I feel like he is seen as more of a person doing other people's dirty work in a way. And I feel like that other people have come to light and shown themselves, such as a Kyle, that they've shown that they're the bigger targets and they're the ones to come after. So I think it's just he got lucky that he got power this early in the season, where other people are still learning their relationships with others. They're trying to form connections and they're figuring out who's annoying people the most. And then also who is trying to shove their power reign in people's faces more than other people. So I feel like that's where he got lucky, is the fact that he's aligned with Kyle and Kyle's this way bigger target. Now, I feel like if Kyle was out of this picture and these were purely Sheldon's moves, Sheldon would be seen as this target. And I feel like he got super lucky the week that he won, the way he won, and the people he's aligned with that became bigger targets than them, than him. So I agree with you in that, but I just feel like it's maybe not so much as much as what he's done, but more so what other people have done to provide bigger targets.
Yeah, I mean, I think to be fair, though, this is part of his design, that he that's the reason why he wants Kyle in the game. And he has intentionally made it seem like he is kind of doing Kyle's bidding. He talked to Brooke about the fact that he's like, everyone thinks that I'm just like scared and I'm making this weak move. That's exactly how I want them to think. So I do think there is an intentionality behind this. And I think it's he's done a good job here, to the point where I think that, like, weirdly, I think that it's actually better for Sheldon's game if the eviction is canceled.
Oh, 100%.
I think that Min staying is better for Sheldon's, his relationship that he is developing with her here. I think that he might be the closest person to Min left in the game. He just backdoored her. It's weird.
Yeah, because like I said, you know, it's all about the Kyle show. It's everyone is more concerned with Kyle. Well, maybe not everyone, but people are more concerned with Kyle, especially Min Lee. And, you know, especially having her in his HOH bed last night and just talking to her and giving her a little more comfort and not being so standoffish like he was in the house meeting. Like, he comes across in this moment as, you know, very concerned about her and just wanting to be good friends and, you know, everything will figure itself out. I think he's really doing a lot of protection for himself if this eviction is canceled. And I think he's doing a pretty good job of it. But yeah, I agree. He'd be very, very lucky if this thing gets canceled and he'd have more people on his side than if Min were to go home.
Yeah. It's interesting. So, and they have a sort of funny sort of thing late in the night that Sheldon's trying to go to bed and she's in the bed, but the lights aren't off yet. And so he's just like, big brother, can we please get the lights off in here? Not turning off. Super bright. He's like trying to go to sleep. Like, okay, he goes, he looks in the other rooms. The other rooms are turned off. He's like, what's going on? Why aren't the lights turned off? And Min is just like, they just want us to talk. They just want footage from us. Sheldon, do you want to give him some footage? Some footage for OnlyFans?
Yeah. Things got a little interesting in that bedroom last night. But yeah, it did seem like they were getting set up for something. But
Sheldon's like, no.
No, he was not having it. She was down. She was like, Jamar who?
He goes to the diary room and asks them, can we get the lights turned off, please? And they say, oh, sorry, there's a technical issue. Lights are just going to be on for a little bit. And so he goes and tells Min's like, oh yeah, technical issue. Sheldon.
She's really setting that up, huh? She really wanted something to work out for her right there.
So you know, they get into this weird conversation where she just opens dry with like, yeah, a lot of people in my life have died. My friend died, committed suicide. My uncle, my father, my family, lists off like 6 or 7 people that have died. And Sheldon's just like, okay. She's like, am I going to make you cry? And I was like, I think he just doesn't know even how to respond to this right now. It was a very strange conversation. And then it was funny. The whole situation was funny. Not the people that have died, but the overall situation of her trying to make like, pillow talk,
with Sheldon.
Yeah.
It was a weird, weird way to integrate a new conversation or trying to keep the conversation going. It was very strange, but not to say about the people died, but it was very entertaining to listen and watch this happen because it was probably the most exciting thing to happen the whole night on the feeds.
Yeah. So that's honest. That's about what we have for you. Unless there's anything else you wanted to bring up, Bobby.
No. I'm very upset about the whole Jamar situation. I feel like it was unreasonable. I know you guys went into lengthy discussion about it last night, and I just wanted to give my 2 cents. It was very unfortunate to see, and I'm upset that the way that Big Brother Canada took this approach, and I'm so happy and proud to be in this community, the way that they are reaching out to Jamar and the way that they are telling him, listen, we're with you. We know what you're going through and is tough and that we are there for you. And I just want to commend everyone on your end and in the community that you guys are doing such a great job. You know, it really is unfortunate to see something like that happen. And I'm hoping we can move on in the game and hopefully cancel this eviction so we get to keep Min Lee, who is very entertaining, and just see where this house unfolds, because I feel like the next few weeks could be very interesting. And lastly, just like I said, please guys, stay safe from this virus, whatever you can do.
Yes, and I just want to say that Aika and Andrew last night were fantastic guests. They spoke very eloquently, and if you listen to any of the 3 hours of podcasting that we did last night, definitely listen to the parts where they were on, because they were great. That's what we got. So there's an episode tonight, right? It's Wednesday.
It is Wednesday. Yes, Darren, it's Wednesday. You're still here with us.
I'll be back tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother Canada 8 live feeds, as well as talk a bit about the episode that we see tonight. And then tomorrow night, we'll see an eviction episode with maybe an eviction, and we'll recap it after the episode happens. I'll also be streaming on Thursday to talk about the stock watch, and stuff like that. The market will close 4 p.m. Eastern on Thursday. If you want to play, still go to realitystockwatch.com and sign up. You can still sign up. And then after the eviction recap, if there's an eviction, even if there's not an eviction, we'll still do the recap. I'll talk about Survivor, which will be on tonight, but I'll talk about it tomorrow with Derek Levasseur. So check that out when it happens as well. And thank you so much for joining us. You can find me on Twitter at Armstrong Taren. Bobby, where can people find you?
At Goodsby Bobby. And I'm also working Programming Insider. I totally blanked on the thing. I'm so tired right now. Yeah, programminginsider.com, doing weekly articles for them about Big Brother Canada and Big Brother 22, if there is a Big Brother 22, so please check that out. At Goodsby Bobby on Twitter. And then, hopefully my casino shuts down so I can stay away from this thing.
Yeah, let's get Bobby's Casino shut down.
Yeah, I mean, not forever, but come on, like, all the other casinos in the area are closed. Like, come on, like, we're just putting, we have a moral responsibility to protect the employees and the guests coming in, because they're never going to prevent themselves from coming to a casino. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, no, I mean, don't say I'm linked to this, I don't want to get fired, but yeah, if you guys can help, that'd be great.
Okay. That's what we've got, guys. I'm going to go to sleep. Thanks for joining us.
Me too.
See you next time.
Bye.